Audio track 15, page 218, module 9, key events in American history. Lesson 7, the two superpowers and the Cold War. The two superpowers, the United States and the Soviet Union. The United States and the Soviet Union emerged as the two major superpowers after the Second World War. They competed in expanding their influence all over the world. Each group believed its ideas and political systems could best guarantee security, liberty, equality, and prosperity in modern times. This rivalry and period of tension was called the Cold War, because although it did not result in actual war between the two superpowers, it led to many conflicts, military operations, and terrible regional wars, such as the Korean and Vietnam War. The Cold War started soon after the United States dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and ended with the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991. NATO and the Warsaw Pact. After the war, the countries of Europe were divided along political and military lines. In 1949, most of Western Europe, together with the United States and Canada, formed a military alliance, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO. In 1955, the Soviet Union and Eastern European countries created their own military organization, the Warsaw Pact. Both superpowers used extensive spying techniques to steal each other's secrets and influence public opinion. Nuclear arms race and space race. Both superpowers wanted to prove their supremacy. Each side invested heavily in arms and tried to produce more and better nuclear weapons to deter their rival from attacking first. This competition resulted in an arms race and a dangerous proliferation of atomic and nuclear weapons. On more than one occasion, the two rivals came very close to nuclear warfare, like in 1962 with the Cuban Missile Crisis. Both sides also wanted to show that their scientists and technology were the best, so they raced each other in spaceflight and space exploration. The fear of communism and the suppression of civil liberties. In the United States, from the late 1940s to the 1950s, the excessive fear of communism led to the suppression of civil liberties for many Americans. Millions of people were investigated and tens of thousands were prosecuted. Many artists, teachers, and government employees lost their jobs and couldn't work for a long time. The climate of fear and repression ruined the lives of many families and individuals. People were asked to testify against friends and colleagues. The U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, played a crucial role in influencing public opinion and cultural production. The end of the Cold War. In the 1970s, the two superpowers started to set limits on the number of nuclear weapons each side could have. In the 1980s, a further nuclear weapons reduction agreement was reached between the two nations. In this decade, the Soviet Union experienced severe economic problems and intense political ferment, which drastically reduced its influence in Eastern Europe, where the most visible symbol of the Cold War, the Berlin Wall, fell in November 1989. Mikhail Gorbachev's efforts, the last leader of the Soviet Union, to democratize the Soviet Union's political system, and his introduction of freedom of expression and some limited free market mechanisms didn't avoid the dissolution of the Warsaw Pact in 1991 and the collapse of the Soviet Union in December 1991. This marked the end of the Cold War.